You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
Plucked her eyebrows on the way.
Sleep with one eye open.
Shaved her legs and then he was a she. She says, hey, babe.
Rip in your pillow
All right, that's a kind of creation, Frankenstein monster that we created here at The Takeaway. But if you liked that, you might also like this.
It made me dream of Nosferatu, trapped on the Isle of Dr. Moreau. Oh, wouldn't it be lovely?
That song is called Brandenburg Gate. It's the opening track to the album Lulu. It's the product of a collaboration between Lou Reed and Metallica. They've been very predictably nicknamed Lutalica. And the album's being released in North America today. It's a concept album based on two very old, very disturbing plays that chronicle the life of a kind of a loose woman who then becomes a prostitute and is then murdered gruesomely by Jack the Ripper. It sounds like, I mean, what could be a better concept album, right, Ben Cesario?
That's exactly right.
Ben Cesario.
What could be more perfect?
Absolutely. Music journalist, reporter for our partner, The New York Times. You met with three members of this match made in heaven about a month ago. And, you know, I was reading your article about the meeting, and I got to say, even Lou Reed, they were effusive when they talked about this collaboration, gushing. They called it amazing, beyond heaven, jaw-dropping, otherworldly. I mean, they're all in this.
They were absolutely on top of the world. And Lou Reed is, you know, notoriously cranky with journalists. You know, he very often just kind of clams up and doesn't say much. But when, you know, I met with them, he was just so giddy and so happy about the whole thing, and the guys in Metallica were really excited too. It was amazing.
And yet the responses to this album from people who've heard clips of it have been very different. Most of the comments have been some version of, is this a joke?
Pretty much, yeah. This has been ridiculed constantly online since it was first announced a few months ago, and at least one publication has already reviewed it as being the worst record of all time.
You know, Ben, I'm just wondering if this is in the category of things that we shouldn't try. Like, you know, let's not give the Swiss Army knife to the baby kind of thing just to see what happens. Or we don't want the New York Philharmonic to dress up in clown suits, you know?
I actually think exactly the opposite. I think that one reason why this is interesting and why, you know, in some ways it's good is just because it is so out there. And the fact that Lou Reed is 69 years old now, but he still has the capacity to utterly shock and confuse people. And this is what he's been doing his whole career. And, you know, usually time is on his side. I mean, things that look ridiculous at the time, years later, become classics.
Well, we're speaking with Ben Cesario. He's a music journalist, reporter for our partner, The New York Times. We're talking about this new concept album from the collaboration of Lou Reed with Metallica. And let's talk first about what the things they have in common. I mean, these are both two very defining figures in music. Lou Reed, to a certain extent, defined underground rock. Metallica did kind of the same for mainstream thrash metal in the 80s. They are people, as you say, that don't mind offending their audiences, alienating their fans. Even Metallica was able to do that even by cutting their hair. But what ends up as the product is this, Ben. Take a listen.
I am a chorus of the voices that gather up the magnets set before me. I attract you and repel you.
So I listened to as much of this as I possibly could get my hands on overnight, Ben, and I got to say I'm not sure time is on Lou Reed's side here.
Well, I think what the two of them have in common, first of all, is the guitar. You know, Lou Reed has spent his entire career exploring the noisiest, ugliest sides of the guitar. And Metallica, of course, you know, are one of the gods of metal. So, you know, they both kind of worship, you know, the power and the the ugliness in a way of the guitar.
But so don't you think Sweet Jane is much more authentic than that sound?
Authentic? What do you mean by that?
Just raw and authentic, and just kind of that just seems so contrived and kind of like square dancy.
Square dancy. That wasn't what I thought of when I heard it, but I mean, I think you're not alone in thinking that it sounds contrived, and I think a lot of the album sounds ridiculous. I think a lot of it, however, sounds pretty incredible. I mean, the very first song that you played, Brandenburg Gate, to me kind of encapsulates everything that's great and terrible about this, which is that it's got Lou Reed's really profane and disturbing lyrics. And I think nobody can deny, you know, that he hasn't mellowed at all in that way. It has this really just visceral explosion of guitars from Metallica, and there's nothing wrong with that. But as it goes on, you know, you hear these kind of meathead backup vocals from James Hetfield of Metallica, and it just doesn't sound right. You know, those sound like oil and water elements.
Well, okay, Ben, we're speaking with Ben Cesario, music journalist, reporter for our partner, The New York Times. We're talking about this new album, Lulu, from Lou Reed and Metallica. But to a certain extent, Ben, my impression is the same I get when I hear some really, really challenging, perhaps absolutely atonal, 12-tone music in classical music. This is that's the kind of stuff that real classical music aficionados, nutheads, enjoy. But I probably I probably wouldn't invite my family or my friends to a concert of it. And I'm wondering if this album is the same kind of thing.
Well, I like to think of this less about the result than about the process. I think that in some ways the results of the album, you know, aren't great. And, you know, there are signs of something interesting happening, but, you know, sometimes it doesn't quite hit the mark. But I think the fact that these two bands, you know, these two acts got together, and especially from Lou Reed's point of view, he's kind of bending to his vision, a band that's sold about 100 million times more records than he has. And he's done it about as much as possible. I think you really see the limitations of what Metallica is capable of here, but you also see them pushing to that limit. And, you know, it's actually
interesting. We'll have to end it there, Ben. That's Ben Cesario, music journalist, reporter for our partner, The New York Times, reviewing Lulu from Lou Reed and Metallica.